to gather all the diamonds ever polished since the beginning of time, they would only fill up one double-decker bus. These forever marked diamonds are natural and uniquely inscribed at its heart with an icon and individual numbers. This is an assurance that it has met the standards of beauty and rarity. So Lauren Crow, call 396-5477 within this hour and you will be eligible to win this one carat forever marked diamond from Marguerite's. And folks, you can still register online. So go to newstalk931.com to register and listen out for your name to be called at the top of the hour. Now, folks, the luxurious voice of Greg Budell.
Hello, I'm the voice of Georgia Floors Direct, and I bear good news from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers. What's a Florier? That's a professional who happily helps you navigate the choices you have among the hardwoods, laminate, ceramics, and porcelain tiles at Georgia Floors Direct. The very finest in wood flooring at a real wholesale price. Over 2,500 different styles of hardwood laminate and tiles to choose from. On the showroom floor, and your Florier will show you the way. The best and local professional installers. A Georgia Floors Direct experience from beginning to end. And this is why they're going golden. Almost 50 years of service to the River Region. Happy customers since 1969. Georgia Floors Direct. Thousands of flooring choices and the Georgia Floors Direct experts ready to help you with choices and installations. See them today. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We save you time. We save you money.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police are investigating after a boy was hospitalized after a possible drowning. It happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court around 11 this morning. Police say the boy suffered life-threatening injuries. State troopers are working to determine what caused a passenger bus to crash on Highway 231 in Montgomery County today. The single vehicle crash happened at the intersection of Highway 231 and Sanders Road. Troopers tell us some of the passengers were ejected. Still no word on the conditions of the passengers or where they were heading at the time of the crash. Resurfacing work is now underway on Zelda Road. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour today, resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last for a few days. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are locked into a summertime pattern with the official start of summer just a few days away at the end of the week. For tonight, partly cloudy. There could be some isolated thunderstorms in the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 72. And then for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become quite likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. A generous supply. Many towns will get one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. And not much change in the pattern on the first day of summer, Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know, And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Now, that classic rant by George Carlin has become a mainstay here on Happy Hour. Greg Budell and myself, Joey Clark. Welcome back. Greg is out sick. We'll find out what exactly is wrong with him going forward. Again, I'm working off very little sleep, but I think things are going all right. And I just got a text from Greg. Looks like he'll be okay for tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Greg. It's been too long. I can't go so long without seeing my buddy. And in some ways, a mentor. Not in every way, but, you know. I respect Greg. Seriously, get better. Looking forward to seeing you. Ada couldn't see you today. But, on to what I promised. I saw these tankards attacked in the Strait of Hormuz while I was gone on vacation. And because I was on vacation, not just because I wanted to go, you know, put my toes in the sand, which, you know, one day I'd love to go to somewhere like Jamaica. But my brother was getting married. It was a huge, life-changing occasion, and the occasion lived up to the hype. Still processing everything that happened. It's great to have a new brother. It's great to finally, for the first time in my life, have somebody I can call a sister. But I'll be talking more about that tonight on my show from 6 to 7. But for right now, back to these tankers that were attacked. The United States is blaming Iran for the attack. But when I saw it, I was like, how do we know who attacked it? And in many cases in United States history, there have been false flag attacks. These things are real. If nothing else, Donald Trump has ushered in the age of people actually openly in the mainstream talking about the deep state. Now, I think some people go wrong, though, when they talk about the deep state. They talk about particular players. And that's fine. Conspiracies do exist. They're just very hard to prove. And because they're very hard to prove, you can go wrong in pointing fingers at particular people. I like to think about it this way, though. The deep state is a system that often people are caught up in without even realizing they're in that system. There is momentum to this system. There are things at stake, paychecks and livelihoods in this system. And to think that Donald Trump, let alone anybody else, can really upset the momentum of this very powerful system is naive. He will try. As president, he has the means to really slow it down and in many ways to expose it, and I hope that's what he does. But when I saw this ratcheting up of the tension, the war drums start beating, I thought, man, there really have been a lot of wars started under false pretenses. There have been false flags, but then I realized, well, I know the names of a few, Gulf of Tonkin incident, the Maine, and whatnot. But I found an article. This is, though, folks, from 2002, 17 years ago, by a gentleman named Robert Higgs. And he doesn't pull any punches. He comes up straight and says it. When American presidents prepare for foreign wars, they lie. Now, there are different degrees of lying. Sometimes omission. Sometimes people genuinely change their minds. But I don't think, especially as we get further and further removed from certain presidents and history gets older and older, it doesn't take much for us to understand that, wow, politicians, for the sake of power and their interest of, well, the people in the big club, as you just heard George Carlin say, that they lie, they fib, they fudge the truth here or there, especially on the question of war. So if you survey our history, you can see a clear pattern. Since the end of the 19th century, if not earlier, presidents have misled the public about their motives and intentions for going to war. The enormous losses of life, property, and American liberty that Americans have sustained in wars have occurred in large part because of the public's unwarranted trust in what their leaders told them before leading them into war. For instance, 1898, President William McKinley, having been goaded by muscle-flexing advisors and jingoistic journalists, and this was that era, people longing for U.S., clear imperial U.S. power. They wanted them to make war on Spain. President McKinley sought divine guidance as to how he should deal with the Spanish possessions, especially the Philippines, that U.S. forces had seized in what Ambassador John Hay famously described as, quote, a splendid little war. Evidently, his prayer was answered, the president's, that is, and because the president later reported he had heard, quote, the voice of God, unquote, that, quote, there was nothing left for us to do but take them all and educate the Filipinos and uplift and Christianize them. In truth, McKinley's motivations had little if anything to do with uplifting the people whom William H. Taft, the first governor general of the Philippines, called our little brown brothers. Well, isn't that antiquated? But much to do with the political and commercial ambitions of influential expansionists and their ilk. In short, the official apology for the brutal and unnecessary Philippine-American War was, well, a mendacious gloss. It was, well, to put it in simpler language, because the good professor's being a little fancy and hoity-toity here, it was untrue and very misleading. The Catholic Filipinos evidently did not yearn to be Christianized in the American style at the point of a Springfield rifle, and they resisted the U.S. as they had previously resisted the Spanish. The Philippine-American War, which officially ended July 4th, 1902, actually dragged on for many years after that in some islands and cost the lives of more than 4,000 U.S. troops and more than 20,000 Filipino fighters and more than 220,000 Filipino civilians, many of whom perished in concentration camps eerily similar to the relocation camps in which U.S. forces herded Vietnamese peasants some 60 years later. When World War I began, we can go on, presidents tend to lie. President Woodrow Wilson's sympathies clearly lay with the British. Nevertheless, he quickly proclaimed U.S. neutrality and urged his fellow Americans to be impartial in both thought and deed. Wilson himself, however, leaned more and more toward the Allied side as the war proceeded. Still, he recognized that the great majority of Americans wanted no part of the fighting in Europe. And in 1916, he sought re-election successfully on the appealing slogan, "He kept us out of war." Woodrow Wilson. But soon after his second inauguration, he asked Congress for a declaration of war, which was approved, although 6 senators and 50 members of the House of Representatives had the wit or wisdom to vote against it. Wilson promised this war would be the war to end all wars, but wars aplenty have taken place since the guns fell silent in 1918, leaving unprecedented carnage. Nearly 9 million dead and more than 20 million wounded, many of them hideously disfigured or crippled for life, as well as perhaps tens of millions of civilians who died of starvation or disease as a result of the war's destruction. In many ways, folks, it was almost like the West committed suicide 100 years ago. Some economists estimate that it took us nearly another century to gain back the wealth that had been built up. But no. Wilson got us in there. What did the United States gain by going over there? Only a 20-year reprieve before, well, you know, the major war really broke out. And after World War I, a lot of Americans did feel betrayed. They resolved to never make the same mistake again. And even though it is very easy to make the case the Nazis and Imperial Japan needed a whooping, FDR wasn't exactly forthcoming in his actual reasons for wanting war himself. When things didn't work out with his provocations of the Germans in the Atlantic, he eventually pushed the Japanese by a series of hostile economic warfare measures and unacceptable ultimatum. That sounds familiar. And we all know the history after the Pearl Harbor attack. Here's the thing. In campaigning for re-election in Boston on October 30th, 1940, FDR had sworn, "I have said this before, but I shall say it again and again. Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars." Well, again, we know our history. One of FDR's acolytes at the time was a young congressman, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who eventually and for the world, unfortunately, clawed his way to the presidency. As chief executive, he had to deal with vital questions of war and peace, and like his beloved mentor, relied heavily on, here's that word again, lying to the public. It's a big club, folks, and we're not in it. In October of 64, seeking to gain election by portraying himself as the peace candidate, in contrast to the bad bomber Barry Goldwater, LBJ told a crowd at Akron University, "We are not about to send American boys 9 or 10,000 miles away from home to do what Asian boys ought to be doing for themselves." And again, we know the history. Especially when Johnson exploited the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, itself based on a fictitious account of an attack on U.S. naval forces off Vietnam. Now, Robert Higgs wrote this in 2002, folks, this thing I'm reading from. And I'm sure people can have their disagreements, not saying this is gospel. I'm saying, with what's lately in the news, we should not take what the national media and what, in my opinion, are the deep state, what does Baron Cohen call them, globalist, are throwing at us. At least not that quickly. He wrote this in 2002 as George W. Bush was building up for the war in Iraq. And no matter what you think of the people that served, I respect them dearly for their service. And for what they did and what they put on the line. Talking about policy, and I'm talking about justification. The way that the Iraq war was justified and built up was not true. Yes, we did find stockpiles of old mustard gas. There were already locations we had located in the first Gulf War that were to be secured, weapons of mass destruction. But Higgs at the time said in 2002, David Hume long ago argued that just because every swan we see is white, we cannot be certain there's no black swan. So Higgs gave Bush the benefit of the doubt. Bush may be telling the truth. In the light of history, however, we would be making a long odds bet to believe him. So we should give people the benefit of the doubt, especially this president, Donald Trump, who is essentially campaigned on the idiocy of our wars in the last few years. He essentially said Bush lied, people died, the Democrat slogan during the Iraq war years, in South Carolina of all places, and won the state in the primary. That's what candidate Donald Trump did. Reports are saying he's not eager to go to war with Iran. But the deep state is a system. It has momentum. It has a lot at stake. And even a very powerful president can only do so much. Especially when he's being spoken to by somebody like a mustachioed national security advisor. So color me skeptical. We'll see where this goes. But when I saw the news on vacation, I should have been disturbed. But, well, sometimes you got to care about your own life. And now, a week later, I can care a little bit more about the crazy, mad, mad world we live in. Hopefully, there is some sort of solution to what's going on in Iran. I would not shed a single tear, and I would, in fact, cheer if the Ayatollah and the whole Revolutionary Guard's infrastructure and apparatus came crashing down. But we have to consider how that would be done. And hopefully it would be at the hands of their own people, whom they continue to exploit and oppress. You're listening to Happy Hour. Greg will be back tomorrow, it seems. He just texted me, got a diagnosis from the doctor. It's something that I'll let him share because I can't even pronounce it. I'm not good with those medical terms. But we'll be right back. Got to hit a quick break here. Traffic, weather, so much more. You're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting for Greg Budell. It's good to be back, folks.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Monday afternoon traffic, and things are moving along pretty well out on the roadways. We do see a disabled vehicle in the 2300 block of East South Boulevard. That's right next to Woodley Road, and the police are still working an accident at the Selma Highway and the I-65 North off-ramp. Otherwise, traffic is moving along pretty well. It's starting to bunch up around the boulevard at the intersection, so be careful. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything to delay your ride home this afternoon. Same story on the 31s. They all are running along just fine. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Thank you for listening. Greg will be back tomorrow. This is Joey Clark back from my time up in upstate New York. Great to see my brother get married. I had to be there, folks. I was his best man. But I'm still paying attention to the news, and it is good to be back in Alabama. I'm starting to feel a little bit homesick, even though some of you out there still ask me to this day, where are you from? Here! Not that different. I know I'm a little weird, but come on, man. Anyway, Jason's called in. If you want to call in, 272-9228. Hey, Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired after all that traveling, but I'm doing okay.
I understand. It takes it out of you, especially when you go from traveling to right back getting to work. Sometimes You have to take a break from a break.
Though I will say, being, you know, this is how tired I am. I don't even know how the altitude of the planes I was on, but it makes the world feel much smaller especially once you get to that Northeast corridor, like, wow, Philly really is on top of, like, New York City and D.C. and Boston's right there. And it's pretty incredible how all that's packed into one place. I don't know if I could live there.
No, it is, and it's nice to visit places like that, but I'm with you, man. There's no place like home. Alabama is right. It's right my speed. Like, I'm good. I can navigate to all these other places, but after a certain period of time, I'm ready to come back to Montgomery, and I'm good with that. That's right where I like to be.
Amen. So what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just got a question. So I heard the whole thing with George Carlin, which if I had to guess, based on that rant in 20, maybe 30 years old?
Yeah, I think that was in the, what is it called, Jammin' in New York album, so that'd been the early 90s.
Right. It's a pretty old clip, but George Carlin said that, I mean, his kind of political, ideological leaning was always in that direction. But even with that said, my point is, if I had to guess, I wouldn't think he would have voted for our current president, but that's neither here nor there. I just think it would be...
No, Carlin, in many ways, was on the left, though there are a lot of guys who are on the left who I would love and wish were around today to see where some of the left has gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would love to see Christopher Hitchens talk about some of the politically correct left. I'd love to see Carlin talk about him. It would be entertaining.
It would be, and especially comedians, they have an interesting take that sometimes gets lost in the joke, but if you listen to them and yes, you're going to laugh, but if you really listen to the meat of what they're saying, it can be some really insightful stuff. But my main question is, towards the end of your comments about it, you were saying that, you know, basically Bolton, if I'm picking up what you were saying about Trump's advisor, pushing him in the wrong direction as far as going to war with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, why would Trump get a pass? Because Trump would be the guy at the top, he's the leader, based on the kind of the historical context you laid out, it's very true that our leaders lie. And there's a reason why the defense budget is almost $800 billion. They're not going to keep expanding that for no reason. So I get, you know, they're buying jets to use them. But my bigger question is why would Trump get a pass for that? Why would he?
Well, he if we go to war and it turns out to be wrong, and I'd suspect this current thing in the news, he wouldn't get a pass. I'm saying that this lead up, and this is based on now months of reporting about John Bolton's activity in the White House. He's also, Bolton in particular, has changed the organization of the National Security Council to where a lot of the decisions come through him directly. And even President Trump, and this is why I'm kind of looking at the mustachioed man instead of Donald Trump, because even President Trump has said, well, Bolton's pretty hawkish. I'm actually the one that tempers him. So I think Trump knows the bulldog he's put in charge, and I really look at Bolton. I think Pompeo is also hawkish on Iran, maybe not as much as Bolton. I think Pompeo really believes in what he keeps calling this max pressure thing. It's just where I'm sitting, it's hard to know. I think maybe some of this, like him, Mike Pompeo going to CENTCOM today and, you know, all this, these sources saying they're drawing up plans to bomb Iran, or maybe just a threat to kind of stir things up, or it could be a new pretext for something bigger. I hope not. We'll see. Trump wouldn't get a pass, though. If Trump ends up doing what he criticized Bush for doing, in some ways what he criticized Obama for doing, ramping up the Afghanistan war, I don't think he should. Or, God forbid, do something like what we did in Libya. So...
Right, and I don't think he should either. I was just curious, because I know the other week, Barron was saying if the economy starts going left, it's because companies are intentionally tanking to make Trump look bad before the election.
I think that's the Achilles heel. If the economy goes south, the president will probably not get reelected. If the economy remains strong or fairly strong, it's the economy, stupid. I think he'll get reelected. It's that old James Carville Begala line to Bill Clinton. It's the economy, stupid.
I guess the only thing that could salvage maybe the economy going left is the war, huh?
Not even that. You never know. Wartime presidents usually do pretty well, but remember H.W. Bush had this incredibly successful, the first Gulf War, what were his ratings at, and then he failed to pay attention to the economy.
That's true, but so, then his son basically won re-election because of the Iraq war, right? So they were like, yo, we're fighting this war on terror. We got to keep, you know, the administration consistent so they can kill terrorists.
Yeah, so, it was that, but it was also John Kerry was a terrible candidate.
That is true. and then also, he had, like, the first bionic man as his vice president, so I'm pretty sure.
Wait, who was it? Was that Lieberman?
No, it was Dick Cheney. No, I'm talking about Dick Cheney. As far as Bush's vice president. He's a gangster if there's ever been one. He's like my political hero.
I'm not a fan of what Cheney did to the vice presidency by any means either.
I'm not a fan either, but you got to admit, he was... I don't know, man. He
knew how Washington worked because he'd worked in all those administrations. He'd been in almost every important position other than the presidency itself. So he knew kind of how to seize power, and he kind of had some agreement with Bush to administrate. Bush sort of delegated those powers. And yeah, we'll see where it goes. I'm just at the point where I came into politics after – I really became aware of politics after W. I heard rumblings going on. But, I mean, the first presidential election I vote in is 08. And I want to go back in time with a time machine, and I want to kick myself in the pills for voting for John McCain. Not that I would vote for Barack Obama. It's just I'm tired of these crap choices we keep being given. But, Jason, I got to run. I got to hit this break, man. Thank you. Yeah, I wish they would stick to their guns. But I've talked at length about how these peace candidates end up being war presidents because of the system, the deep state system. It's what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex. It's a big part of the deep state. But it's not a matter of, like, these people. You can do that work. You can look, especially several years later, at who the players were in manipulating the general public and manipulating the elected politician. But in the here and now, it's very difficult to do that. We can cite it, we can speculate, we can try to figure it out, but it's very difficult to do that. But the conversation continues. And I hope President Trump is, in a way, using the madman theory that Iran will come to the table, or they'll continue to put the pressure on. And hopefully, the Iranian regime, though I doubt it, will come to their senses. I think the best solution in the long run is that somebody in Iran changes their system. And changes it much for the better. Anyway, we got to hit this break. Traffic and more. We'll be right back.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we see a hassle on Vaughn Road. It is at Vaughn Road and Bell Road. We have a car fire, Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to that currently, so be careful in that intersection. Taylor Road's pretty busy all the way up towards East Chase from Vaughn Road if you're headed that way. We also see a lot of traffic out on the boulevard this afternoon. Please be careful. Watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, the traffic's moving along just fine, and if you're using the interstates to get home, just be careful. There's lots of traffic rolling with you, but we don't see any big delays. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, the quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid. He was talking about paint. At John Lee Paints, they live by that because they sell Richards paint there. This is where the pros go, because when they quote a price, they want a paint that they can depend on to cover in one coat and leave a beautiful, rich finish, no matter how that room is lit, whether it's by candlelight or brilliant sunshine. You can't see the old paint behind it. You want a result that's going to last and last, you got to use a quality paint. And Richards Paint is the one we recommend. John Lee Paints also is the home for all the color charts in Montgomery for those areas that live by historical codes, like Old Alabama Town, Cloverdale. They can tell you what colors will work, and they can sell you the paint to get the job done as well. Charles Bubba Turner has a great team of painting professionals that will make sure you have everything you need so that when you start your project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. And they can teach you things like patching holes and sell you the products to accomplish those goals. So for the best result, go where the pros go. Your time matters too. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerite's and co-host Bluewater Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State troopers are working to determine what caused a passenger bus to crash on Highway 231 in Montgomery County today. The single vehicle crash happened at the intersection of Highway 231 and Sanders Road. Troopers tell us some of the passengers were ejected. Still no word on the conditions of the passengers or where they were heading at the time of the crash. And Montgomery police are investigating after a boy was hospitalized following a possible drowning. This happened in the 2700 block of Bonnie Crest Court around 11 this morning. Police say the boy suffered life-threatening injuries. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery has begun. Construction crews were out just after rush hour today resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last for a few days. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are locked into a summertime pattern with the official start of summer just a few days away at the end of the week. For tonight, partly cloudy. There could be some isolated thunderstorms in the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 72. And then for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become quite likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. A generous supply. Many towns will get one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. And not much change in the pattern on the first day of summer, Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices. You got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman.
And this political season, I endorse adorable kitty posters. My favorite kitty poster is the one where the kitty's licking its paws. Or is it the one where it's playing with a ball of yarn? No, I think it's the one where it has on a hilarious sombrero. Oh, what does it matter? All kitty posters say the same thing. Smile, Morgan, because a world with adorable kitties is a world worth living in.
I have to agree with Morgan Freeman. And part of me is really looking forward to this next presidential election. It's going to be such a freak show, especially this many Democrats running and the president willing to live tweet almost every debate and all sorts of stuff. I mean, I just saw an article that people are already lining up in Orlando, where the president's going to kick off his official presidential campaign. People started lining up 40 hours before the event. Wow. I mean, even if you're committed to a given president, you're that committed? It's going to be interesting. That should be, I believe that speech is tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night. Should be interesting to watch. But look, we have Randall on the phone. Hey, Randall, what's up, man?
Man, welcome back, brother. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I done went through the leaders, so we love you, and why we missed you, so I ain't going to waste your time on that again. But I do wonder is, why do you think Trump is so adamant about saying that Iran is fine? He has been point blank saying it a bunch, and knowing that he was burnt on that stuff over yonder about the gassing, because they proved, you know, he didn't gas nobody, so he knows he got burnt one time. Why do you think he's out so adamantly shouting at Iran? When I seen the tape, you seen it. It's 2019. I know we got better cameras than that. This feels awkward, and then it feels awkward for him to be shouting at them automatic. You know what I mean? So much, so hard, so quick.
Well, aside from the usual justifications people like Pompeo and Bolton and the president himself have given, I think that the Trump administration, the president himself, decided to do a turn. After that nuclear deal was signed in 2015, it made countries like Saudi Arabia and Israel very, very nervous. And so the president decided to realign essentially American policy in the region to give a big bear hug to those countries that were very, very nervous. And so a big part of that is putting Iran on notice. I mean, for a long time, people said they've been abiding by the deal, but the president's point, and people that didn't like the deal's point, is that the deal was crap from the first place, and that, you know, who cares if they're abiding by it? It's not good enough. They can still develop ballistic missile technology. They can still work on their nuclear capabilities, even if it isn't much enrichment. I mean, they did agree to reduce their stockpile of medium-enriched uranium, 98% or something like that. They said the only uranium they would enrich would be up to 3.67% over 15 years. And so the big argument is, well, what happens at the end of 15 years? And all that aside, I think that Iran has long been in the crosshairs of people in Washington, and maybe the president believes it. It's hard to know his mind exactly, but you're right. These so many presidents, I think, this one and others, have been played by their intelligence communities and by all of the people that actually are, you know, who are doing the orders or presenting the options. And so we'll see where it goes. I hope what this is, again, what I said earlier, a madman theory, that I'm crazy enough to do it. Just like Trump scared Kim Jong-un to the table, maybe he can scare the Iranians to the table. But I think the Iranians are a tougher nut to crack than, say, North Korea.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't beat his chest so hard on this one. Till he got, you know, but maybe there's another underlying reason why he's doing it. I'm nervous about this one, but I'm glad you made it on back before anything happened.
I appreciate you,
man.
Thanks, Thanks. We got to hit another break here, folks. I'm seeing the survey that women prefer dad bods over six-pack abs. Did they answer that question when their husband was in the room?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Fox Business Network stocks kicking off the week higher ahead of the central bank's policy meeting, which begins on Tuesday, with the Dow rising 23 points, NASDAQ up 48, S&P 500 up 3. Among the gainers, tech companies, the shares of Facebook and Netflix rose, shares of the video streaming service closing over 3% higher after an analyst at Piper Jaffray said that he expects that Netflix will beat second quarter U.S. subscriber growth expectations. And a major credit card company making a move to embrace transgender customers, MasterCard, is working with its banking partners to introduce what they're calling true name cards that will let transgender customers have the name they want on their card without requiring a legal name change. The company says it wants to represent an individual as who they truly are, so the name on the credit card owned by a transgender person could be different than on their birth certificate or driver's license. It's up to the banks that issue the cards to actually implement the change, and MasterCard is calling on those banks to do so. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling towards our Monday rush hour, and we have a couple of things that will delay you this afternoon. We still see the police working the accident at 65 northbound in the Selma Highway. They should have that one cleared before too much longer. There's also a car fire at Vaughn Road and Bell Road that may take a few minutes to clean up. And we have an accident with injury at 1000 block of Parkwood Drive just off of Coliseum Boulevard. Traffic is still moving along just fine inside the city of Montgomery on the interstates. Just be careful as we're starting to see a slowdown as you approach the interchange on 85 southbound. That'll just get a little bit thicker as the afternoon goes on. The boulevard traffic is moving along just fine, and we don't see any problems on the 31s this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
That's the thing I read by a scientist. It was in one of those big science books, you know? Or else it was one line in USA Today. I can't remember. But it said this. Scientists now say that a man thinks about sex once every 7.3 seconds. Now, I know what I think once every 7.3 seconds. I'll just be walking down the street, you know, you're like, doodly-doo, hey, there's a building. Doop-de-doop-dee. Hey, look at that, guy wearing cowboy boots over there. How about that? Doodly-doo. Wonder if I should wear cowboy boots. Yeah, I'm too old for that. Oh, there's that building again. Doodly-doo. Hey, my ass is itchy over here. Can't scratch my ass out here in the streets. Hey, Willie Nelson still wears cowboy boots. Billy Joe Shaver, too. Those fellas must be well on 3 score and 10. Anyway, it's just a bunch of meaningless gibberish. That's my point. But it's not sex. And then the real time, this is the amount of time that you think about sex. Every once in a while, which is not a science. Scientists don't like that term. But every once in a while you think about it, and, like I think about it every couple days, or if you're a younger man, you probably think about it more, you know what I mean? But then the problem becomes, when you think about it, is all you can think about. You know what I mean? It just encompasses your whole brain. You know, you're just like, ah! Like a werewolf or something. Like, usually you're a civilized human being. But then every couple days you're like, ah! Then you gotta close the blinds, you know?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.